RFIs, RFPs, ITTs. Once the service need has been defined in the SOW, the transportation manager can identify potential contractors. This initial list should include a large number of providers with core competencies that include the service requirements. Various documents, RFIs, RFPs, and ITTs, are used to gather information about these providers, RFIs. A request for information can be used, along with the SOW, to gather data from the providers on this initial list. An RFI asks for general information about contractor capabilities. The transportation manager does not provide much, if any, information about the service requirement, and contractors do not have to prepare bids. Clients often use an RFI as a preliminary planning step before the RFP. Casting a broad net and gathering information from 20 to 30 different providers may be time-consuming, but it increases the quality of the short list of providers. Of course, do not include just any service provider on the initial list. If the transportation manager is looking to ship heavyweight, low-cost cargo overseas, the manager will not be interested in a parcel carrier. This part of the selection process determines who is and who is not available or interested in responding to an RFP/ITT. Reasons a contractor may not be interested in the work include insufficient resources or an inappropriate business sector. For example, the contractor may be interested only in providing logistics services for overseas transportation needs, or it may not work with the shipping lanes the transportation manager selected. Responses to the RFI should be evaluated against criteria based on the organization's requirements, for example, completion of the RFI materials, current client list, financial integrity, technical compatibility, assessment of capability. Those providers that do not meet the organization's needs as published in the SOW may be eliminated. The client may determine that the SOW needs to be updated after obtaining information from some or all of the initial list of contractors. Perhaps the RFI will be used to build a short list of contractors that appear to have adequate abilities and interests. Depending on the size of the initiative, the short list may include between 5 and 10 contractors that will receive an RFP or ITT. RFPs/ITTs. Unlike the RFI, the RFP/ITT is intended to award a contract. After the transportation manager sends the RFP or ITT to the short list of providers, it may make sense to set up a bidders conference or a site visit to get more information about potential providers and to give potential providers an opportunity to learn more about the organization's needs. Bidders conferences. A bidders conference is a meeting held by a transportation manager for all of the providers to whom the manager has sent an RFP or ITT. These conferences, which may be discretionary or mandatory, provide an opportunity for bidders to meet organization personnel and receive detailed instructions. A bidders conference may be held to answer potential suppliers' questions about items on the RFP/ITT to ensure a clear understanding between parties about expectations and scope, and for suppliers to obtain a list of requirements not included in the RFP/ITT. The answers provided during the bidders conference should be formally documented and distributed to all bidders before the RFP/ITT deadlines. A bidders conference can be held face-to-face, or it can be conducted via email or a conference call. Site visits. During the supplier procurement process, the client may decide to visit with the providers being considered. The site visit will allow the client to see how the provider performs in a real-life setting. Providers should be able to provide a list of reference sites. Be prepared to gather sufficient information about each provider. This enables the provider to give the transportation manager information that is useful and also shows respect and consideration of their time in helping the organization make a final decision about a logistics provider. The transportation manager may wish to include key individuals from the organization in a site visit. It is also a good idea to have an agenda provided ahead of time. Items on the agenda might be a demonstration of current capabilities, a tour of the facility, and a discussion with providers about specific requirements they may be asked to meet. A typical RFP/ITT includes the following key sections. Statement of the requirement. Hire a logistics service provider to manage freight transportation requirements. Statement of the purpose. A list of the services the transportation manager is looking for in addition to the contract objectives. background information, an overview of the organization and its operations, using statistics and customer demographics, and the names and contact information for the people who will handle future communications. Scope of the work, specific duties to be performed by the provider, and expected outcomes, including details of responsibilities. Performance standards, key performance indicators, how performance will be monitored and measured, how corrective actions will be implemented. Delivery schedule, specific information about where, when, and in what condition shipment will be delivered. Contract terms and conditions, specific certifications, forms, and assurances. Payments, incentives, and penalties, terms of payment for adequate performance. Information about incentives for superior performance and penalties for inadequate performance. The RFP/ITT should include enough detail so that providers can determine what resources they will need to facilitate the client's needs and what the associated costs are. Online shipper auctions. Using online auction services, buyers may bid on services in an effort to secure a more cost-effective deal to transport their goods, and shippers may try to generate orders when they have excess capacity. Similar to other online auctions, a buyer can publish shipment requirements and specify a certain length of time to submit bids, during which period shippers will provide bids for the described shipment. The buyer then will select the best bid, which may not always be the cheapest, and work to finalize the agreement. Note that even in this situation, contract negotiations over specific details may still be required.